Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of March, recording at 8:43 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In terms of stock markets, Asia was firm. Europe was exceedingly quiet. The U.S. market, it hovered mostly in negative territory, rallying up to almost unchanged on several occasions. Last half hour of trading, it slipped, though, down to the day's lows. But we're talking about declines on an average of 2% here across the indices against the 7% gains that we saw yesterday. Elsewhere, precious metals got hit again here today. And gold, as I speak, is at 925. The industrial metals were easier as well. All commodities were easier, and the dollar strengthened. I say all commodities. Natural gas was firmer. And so were soybeans. And let's see. The dollar did firm a bit. In here today, up 486 ticks on the dollar index. That takes it up to 83.85. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's been a very good rally. I feel it's been a much better rally than the dead cat bounce that people were actually looking for. I don't see any evidence yet that the rally is actually over, but we've replaced basically the short-term oversold condition that existed at the beginning of the month with a short-term overbought condition today. Now, therefore, if the bears are right, and this is just, if not a dead cat bounce, just another rally back to resistance levels before downtrends are resumed, then we could expect perhaps some downward dynamics and a steady retreat from here on. Conversely, if the bulls are correct, then we probably won't see more than a brief consolidation during which I would say over half the gains seen since the early March lows are actually retained. And some stock markets might barely pause before pushing a bit higher, but mostly a ranging consolidation at worst. Now, which will it be? Well, I suspect the latter. Largely because while everybody focuses on Wall Street, and certainly it is a very big influence, that many of the world stock market indices have shown a far steadier performance. Indeed, a number of them saw their lows in November of last year, and where some of those actually saw their lows briefly exceeded in March, it was a minimal move overall, and the subsequent rebounds have confirmed another successful test of those lows, or a downside failure, if you will. So my feeling is that fear is gradually abating, that short selling is becoming less rewarding, and that the long side buyers have been emboldened. And why not? Because we see package after package in terms of fiscal and monetary stimulus. And while it does, of course, take those packages a long time to actually kick in terms of economic activity, that the likelihood is that after Q1 results, which are likely to be fairly weak for the most part, that the Q2 isn't quite so bad, and Q3 is even less bad. So in other words, instead of things actually getting worse, which would maintain the kind of end of the world depression mentality, that conditions are actually becoming less worse. That doesn't mean they're all that positive, but while they are negative, while GDP is contracting, you can bet that every single government will do just about everything within their considerable power to put a floor under this market. And they have been targeting sentiment, and not without success, as the current rally indicates. I still think it's an environment in which it pays to do your main buying early on setbacks or following setbacks, and perhaps to lighten a little bit in the rallies overall. But I think that more charts than not indicate base formation development, but don't take my word for it. Have a look through the library. Best to have a good global review, which you can very easily do. I think that weekly charts offer the best overall perspective, and I commend that to you. My view is that that will probably keep you more informed than all the expert commentary available from various corners of the globe. And I'm pleased to say that Fuller Money themes are ascendant in terms of that overall activity, and that's really Asian emerging markets and, importantly, the resources, and those two themes are intertwined, as you know. Okay, long-dated government bonds. All this quantitative easing isn't producing that much in the way of rallies. It really requires a lot of jawboning to keep those markets up, and I think that some of the people who went into that sector as a flight to so-called quality are gradually coming out, and rightly so, in my view. I think the risks are high, although it is not beyond the bounds of possibility for governments to support their bond markets with this quantitative easing for a while longer, which is why I haven't shorted any of those contracts. I'll probably miss that move down, or a good portion of it, a move up in yields, that is. But there's plenty of else. There's plenty else on offer. Lots of opportunities. I'd be a little bit more careful in stock markets here in the short term, and possibly also currencies. I do like my few currency positions. I'm currently out of my dollar shorts, and the dollar's getting a little bit of a rally. I hope it gets a bit more of a rally. And my yen shorts are looking a little bit overextended, but I'm inclined to ride it out because the yen is the weakest of the major currencies here, and so I'm hoping that we just see a small consolidation in those positions before the trends continue. That's the way I'm playing it, at any rate. Precious metals, after their explosive move earlier in the month, that's kind of a 1-2 day wonder, have been easing a bit in here. I think it's not surprising that some people who retreated to precious metals largely because of fear. And that's not the best reason in the world to buy precious metals, because the fear is usually unsustainable beyond a relatively short period. As you know, people can buy gold for all sorts of different reasons, but we had emphasized that fear was a big factor here in recent months. I mean, my feeling is that the next wave of gold demand will be not related to fear of economic collapse, but a fear of a combination of eventual inflationary pressures and just the overall declining purchasing power that we're likely to see with fiat currencies. You know, as we've said on so many occasions, no country wants a strong currency. in this environment, and so we get this sort of leapfrogging race to the bottom, and that's an environment that does suit precious metals, in my view. I don't have large positions in the futures right now, but I am represented, and I have nibbled a little bit more. I picked up some gold yesterday, as I mentioned in the audio, late yesterday. A little too soon, as it turns out. I would have been done better to have waited until today. What else? Industrial metals, a little easier here, but I mentioned most of the commodities are a bit softer. I think that's pretty much it. We may see, as I say, a little pause, a little consolidation in stock markets, but I don't think we'll see another smash, and I certainly hope we don't. Meanwhile, although I have my stock market positions and protected my futures positions in stock market indices, at any rate, protected with at least break-even stops. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.